You're on the fifth floor. This week, Mauritania's President Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz unveiled a new flag for the country and a new national anthem too. Here's a reminder of the old one. So, no more of that, and instead, the Mauritanian nation will be raising its vocal cords to this. Change of direction. What do you think? Well, the new anthem and flag were approved in a referendum earlier this year, which, by the way, also abolished the country's parliamentary upper house, the Senate. The opposition refused to sing along and boycotted that poll. It's a story Amira Fatala has been following for BBC Monitoring. We've asked Amira to lend us her ears.
Well, the old one sounds very somber and serious, doesn't it? It's very heavy. Whereas in contrast, the new one is actually a lot more upbeat, slightly militaristic, and sounds to me a lot like many generic Arab national anthems, a little bit also like the Egyptian one.
Oh, well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because it was composed by an Egyptian.
That's absolutely right. And that's part of the criticism of the new anthem. The sort of proponents of the new anthem said they were looking for something to really represent Mauritania. So the old anthem is composed by a Frenchman of Russian origin. And the lyrics for that one were actually taken from a poem by a Mauritanian poet from 1890. The new one is meant to be a reflection of the country proper. But in fact, it was then written by an Egyptian composer.
When they say they were looking for more Mauritanian-ness in it, how have they achieved that?
They have written lyrics that address the country directly. So anyone who sings this anthem is actually singing it to Mauritania. And they're saying, we will protect you, we'll sacrifice ourselves, and when you call, we immediately answer. But there have been people criticising it for not adequately reflecting other ethnicities in the country. Mauritania contains large segments of the population who are from former slave tribes, the Haritin, also Berber, and tribes that exist across sub-Saharan Africa. So some say, well, you know, it's written in Arabic, it sounds very Arab, and it doesn't really reflect that. But one of the people involved in writing the lyrics says, well, if you look for broad themes of Islam and Africa, you will find them there.
You monitored the unveiling of the new flag and anthem at Independence Day celebration. What was that like?
Yeah, so the entire ceremony was broadcast live on state TV. They were saying this was long awaited, such a historic moment that all Mauritanians were looking forward to. And the president walked in to a sort of a sandy, dusty square. He greeted many officials, starting with military and then politicians and then foreign officials, before he then stood right in front of the flagpole, and the military came in and, you know, shouted, like, raise the flag, and with lots of fanfare, lots of music being played by the military band. And then as the flag was being raised, they played the new national anthem. Say it did come across quite tinny, and some of the singing along was not all in tune, but the president stood there very seriously in a dark suit, watching the new flag being raised and listening to the new anthem being played.
What about this new flag? A new flag as well unveiled. How has it changed?
It used to be a green background with a yellow crescent and a star, and it's now had added to it at the top and the bottom a red stripe, and that is supposed to symbolise those who died defending the homeland. So that as a concept is not really something that's hugely contentious. I mean, people are proud of fighting colonialism and their history. But the top opposition figure in the country, Al-Hassan Ould Mohamed, has said that the new flag is a symbol for these wide-ranging constitutional changes that abolished the Senate.
Because also in this referendum, people were not just asked if they wanted a new anthem, they were asked if they wanted the abolition of the Mauritanian Senate.
That's absolutely right. So voters in the August referendum were given two questions on their ballot paper. And one was around changing the flag and the anthem. The other question was, do you approve changes to the constitution that would completely abolish the Senate? And this was a major, major issue for the opposition, which, by the way, boycotted the referendum. Their concern is that it would enable a consolidation of power under the president and his ruling party. And the senators themselves, it's no surprise, were also opposed to abolishing the Senate.
It's a different kind of story for you to monitor, for you to cover. I mean, these days, a lot of young people don't really have much time for flags and anthems. And yet, you know, here you have a country giving so much significance. The most time flags and anthems really come to any significance these days for young people is at the Olympics or the World Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be seeing whether Mauritania's new flag is going to be unveiled at any major world sporting events anytime soon.
And thank you, Amira Fatala of BBC Monitoring. You're listening to The Fifth Floor from the BBC World Service. Now,